Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show, Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaela Shadarel. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about the role that people play in our life. Throughout life, we meet many people. Some of them maybe for just a moment, some of them for life. We'd like to understand what is the role of the interactions that we have with these people. It's going to be really interesting. Yael, please. Yeah, from the moment we're born, we meet many people. Some of them we meet maybe for just a moment, and some of them are with us for life. And on this show, we'd like to understand, what is the role of these encounters? What are they for? What happens at such an encounter and such an interaction between two people? Sometimes we keep a grudge, we have hard feelings against certain people that we met in life, and we'd like to know, what should be the right attitude toward all of these things? And I'd like to open with a question of whether every person that we meet in life has a role. Of course. And not only people. Every particle in creation, from the still, the vegetative, the animate, and the speaking, they all have a role, otherwise they wouldn't exist. A role in relation to us, that too. And maybe we can't exactly say what is their role and why do we need these people and how should we relate to them, but this is how it is for sure. Is there some higher plan of who we're going to meet? All of us live inside of nature that is round, closed, whole and complete, with endless degrees and interactions and interconnections between all of its parts. And we're a part of that. And surely we cannot digest this entire great, big, truly infinite system. But it is whole and complete, perfectly interconnected, where it's impossible for anything to move without everything else moving accordingly. And this is how this entire system is headed towards a whole, perfect, and complete state. Whole, perfect, and complete state means that all the parts of the system that all belong to one of the five parts that are called root, 1, 2, 3, 4, in Hebrew, shoresh, aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, or still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And they're all moving in a direction where they don't all become one, but they connect and as if become one, meaning that in relation to all the parts that are participating in this, there is a law of connection that is revealed between them up to the point of love, so much so that everyone's interdependent, everyone's important, everyone is in mutual love, as it says that the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. So everyone understands that they're a part of the same body. And just like I can't harm my own body, I can't harm any other part of creation, not even the smallest or the most distant ones. And in life, I meet or encounter only a part of the whole. Right. The meetings, the encounters that I have with other people, with a part of that whole, and I want to focus on people, not on the still or the animate. Is there some kind of superior, higher plan according to which I meet one person or another and every person that I meet in life is a part of that plan? Has to be that way because it's all a part of a closed system. What do you mean? That in this entire integral system, there's no part that's free. Every part depends on all the rest of the parts, and the rest of the parts depend on it. Okay, so I want to see how it's implemented in life. I have a spouse. We're together for more than 20 years now. We have four children. I have parents. She has parents. On the other side, on my way here today from home, I passed someone sitting at a bus stop, and I remember I took a look at him. It was an old person. He was probably waiting for a bus, and I didn't even stop, but I simply passed by him. I think I saw him already several times, so I started paying attention to that person. And on purpose, I gave you these two ends, a person that I passed by on the street and made me think about something. Maybe he even didn't see me. And the other circle are the people that are closest to me, my closest family. Now, you said that there can't be anything random, so they're not random, and he's not random, but we can't tell the difference. Did I understand correctly? Yes. So it's not that I just passed by this person sitting at the bus stop. Of course not. And it's not by chance that I got married to this woman and this is my son. Of course. So it's on all levels. Even if it's random, there is nothing random. And why do they appear in my life? In order for you to come closer to one another and complete each other. But it's not necessarily to come closer physically in this world, but to help each other in your inner correction. Even that person that Owen passed at the bus stop that he didn't even talk to, doesn't matter. He thought about it for a moment. Right, he made me think. Maybe that person also, it made him think. So that's all the influence that you need. Any meeting with any other person, regardless of whether I know that person for many years or it's someone random, it activates both of us. Yeah. And it's a part of a higher plan. We're not even aware of it, but this is how it is. Even if it was only in thought, it doesn't matter how, whether you thought about it or did something or whatever, it doesn't matter. Some people say that whoever we meet in life, we have to learn something from them. What do you think about this? To learn, I don't know if to learn from them something, but to learn from myself. What do you mean? How does each and every person influence me? Can you explain? When I look at people or any other phenomenon in life, I want to know what is its source in the general global system that includes not only this world, but all the worlds. And how am I supposed to respond to what I feel from experiencing a certain phenomenon or a certain person, and how do I mark their place in the general system? It's not really clear what you're saying. Is it possible to explain this a bit more clearly? Two examples. The one is, there's a person who's with me all life long. My husband, Owen's wife, our children, people that are close to us, that there are constant interactions, a very active relationship in all directions. Sometimes it's very turbulent, sometimes it's one way or another. There are many different states that you have to deal with. And the other side is that random person that I passed on the street that made me think about something for just a moment, and the next moment I saw something else and I forgot about it. Doesn't matter. That thought influenced you, and for the time being, it registered in that big computer that's called the whole of reality. You said that I have to learn for myself. This thought went through my mind. How can I do something with it? So I won't just pass that person on the street, but maybe I'll get something out of it, something more meaningful. Maybe I'll really be able to learn something from it, that this is what this thought went through my mind for. You have to think, why is it happening? What for? What is its source? What is the desired outcome? And this way, gradually, you'll start moving in a direction where you will start thinking that each thing has its place. Every phenomenon has its time. And what are you supposed to do? Because this is how it's revealed to you. And that the world is actually hidden. It's a kind of imaginary form that exists only in your perception. And how you, by this perception, start arranging your attitude toward this movie, towards this world, and so on. So you're actually saying that I'm living in a movie, and in this movie, which is a fruit of my imagination, actually, it's not a fruit of your imagination. By saying imagination, we mean to relate to it as something that, in relation to you, seems very real, but that you don't relate to it that way. You don't accept it this way. But you accept it as something that exists in your senses. Okay, so it's a kind of picture that's depicted eventually in my senses. And you're saying that I actually have to understand that it came especially for me, that there's a very specific time and place for it in this big, whole, and complete picture that you talked about previously. So do I have to understand this specific thought, or in a more general way, you have to understand in general that there is room for everything, there is a time for everything, and you have to get along with all the phenomena that you're experiencing. There are billions of other phenomena that you don't even feel, that even that they pass you by, but you pay no attention to them. You can't even differentiate them. But all in all, the approach should be that these phenomena that go by, and there is a place for them in reality, and that they're all happening for me. People that are on a higher level of development, can they analyze and understand why did they meet one or another person and why did something happen? No. No person can tell the complete depth of a certain reason. I want to ask about something that's really intriguing. Up until now, we said that all the people that I met in my life, whether it's for just a moment or for life, it was all pre-planned in the general computer of reality. Everything that happens registers there. Every thought, every desire, everything. Now, suppose tomorrow I change jobs. And I work in a new organization with new people, and I didn't know who these people are going to be. I know what my profession is. I wanted to get a certain position. I got it. I find myself in a certain office with new people. Some of them manage me. Someone's my boss. I'm someone's boss. Some of them are my colleagues. Now, I'm going to spend most of my day with these people. Suppose it's the two of you. So, I understand that it's not random, that it's the two of you. True. My question is, what's the right way to use this opportunity that life brought about? That I met you and her. We're going to be together for years. How can I, Oren, get the best out of it in order to develop as a human being? First of all, you have to take into account that you are a part of the system and that in relation to you, everyone has a role. And in this role, suppose she and I, each of us are influencing you, Yael and I, we're influencing you in one way or another. You have to take into account that that's how it has to be, that this is how it's set by the system from above. Now, you have to accept us as a given, and you have to see how to correctly use this given, meaning we appear before you in order to give you the opportunity to correct yourself and to connect to us in a whole and perfect way. How would you define to connect in a whole and perfect way? It means that you love us. Some of the people at work are bittering his life. Doesn't matter. It's in order for him to change until he will bring everyone to a point where they love him. It's not enough that he loves them. Suppose he loves them, but also they have to love him. So, just to see if I get it, every person I meet in life eventually should end with love. The result has to be that I'll love them and they'll love me, and it doesn't matter what happens between us. What do you mean it doesn't matter? This is what's going to happen. Yeah, it doesn't matter what states we go through. How? It's better to get there in the shortest possible way. But the end, this is how it should be. You said that every meeting in life should end with love. And I'm like trying to put it on like a new pair of glasses, that from this point on, whoever I meet, whether these are people that are with me for years, or whether these are people that I'll meet just for a moment, I have to look at all these meetings, at all the people, all the situations, only through these glasses, that every meeting in life should end with love. True. But not every random meeting, momentary meeting that starts and ends. But when I meet a person and I have a relationship with that person, our relationship has to come to a point of love. Not now, then in a few years. Not in this life, then in the next incarnations. But everything ends in love. So really, there's this outlook on life that says that the meaningful people in my life, I don't only meet them in this incarnation, but that they're with me for many incarnations. This is for someone who believes in incarnations. I don't know if I believe in incarnations. What do you think about this? It doesn't matter. I have to try and reach love with everyone, mutual love with everyone, as much as possible, to at least advance towards that somewhat. And in relation to that person who I met randomly, like that person at the bus stop, I have to have positive thoughts about that person. Sometimes I see people and I can only criticize them. Beautiful. You see how much you have to change your attitude. So that, too, shows me that eventually I have to relate to everything with love. For sure, it's a demonstration of how uncorrected you still are. Explain, please. Were I to love Miss Yael, then I'd look at her and I'd see how beautifully she's dressed and what a nice jacket she has and how pretty she is and how she talks, meaning all of my criticism would end with love, in short. And if it isn't so, if all the crimes that I see about her aren't covered with love, it means that I don't love her. So what should I do about the flaws that I see in people? You have to cover them with love. An example from life. What is love? I love that person as they are. I wouldn't want to change anything about that person. neither your glasses, nor your necklace, nor anything else about you. I'll give you an example from life. Suppose I came someplace, and there's this clerk there in this institution, and I came to solve my problem, and the only thing that he does is that he yells at me saying, "You're not gonna get nothing." What do? I'm angry. There's nothing good to say about that person. What do? I see a flaw in reality, someone who treats me in a very aggressive way. What do I do about it? First of all, the best thing is to tell him that you're sorry. What are you sorry about? Right. So to tell him, "I feel sorry for you." Then for sure you'll get some more. For sure. Bit by bit. In the same direction. That I love you. You're such a nice person. Your relatives love you for sure. And because we don't know each other, because you don't know me, this is how you're treating me. Going back to where you said that everything in life has a role. This person I met has a role. Every meeting is in order for you to correct your relationship. Okay, so what can I do if I really want to work with this? And eventually, Ms. Yael, I'll give you some advice. If you want to correct yourself, you have to come and study with us. And then you will know how to correct yourself. And you can't correct yourself at a random meeting with some rude clerk. But there you will have a system in which you can do it and learn who you are, why does life treat you the way that it does, how to arrange these things in order to reach equilibrium, to reach some kind of a completion, supplementation. Can you teach us something on this show? Maybe not elaborately, but something for people that maybe won't want to come to study. I don't think that it can help them because they won't be able to implement it. And they'll understand that it's hard and impossible and that it doesn't work and like this and like that. But when they come to us, we teach them in special groups where they understand how necessary these things really are, how much a person changes by this, his attitude toward life, and he starts seeing himself differently. A person that studies all these things and learns how to correctly relate to life and the different people that he meets. Now, many times we hold grudges against people that are part of our life, that were a part of our life, that maybe did something bad to us. After we study, what is the correct attitude toward those people that as if hurt him or not as if? He forgives almost all of them, besides those that are against the plan of the correction of creation. So he knows how to tell them apart. Yeah. And those that are a part of his plan, that are there in order to advance that wholeness and perfection that we talked about, he knows how to forgive them. Of course, it's really important because it helps a person to be at peace with himself. And what allows a person, what gives him the ability to forgive? Because he understands the nature of people. He understands that this isn't how that person is, but that it's our nature, that this is how it forces us to be. And eventually, as it says, go to the craftsman who made me. What are you getting mad at me for? Why am I to blame? Go to the one who made me this way, that activates and operates me this way all the time. I, in and of myself, I'm nothing. But there is a puppet standing in front of you, through which you have to relate to the one that made it this way. And when you relate to the Creator, then you relate to the Creator in a way where you're actually asking Him to understand me correctly, that I'm merely a representative presenting His attitude toward you. And then what follows is that everything, the still, the vegetative, animate people, everything in your life is there only in order for you to reveal the Creator, His attitude toward you, and who or what is the Creator. It's the general law of reality. And if a person's not religious, has nothing to do with religion. And if he doesn't believe in God, has nothing to do with that. We live in this world, yes. The general force of the world that revolves everything is called the Creator. Does it have to do with the computer you previously talked about, where you said that every interaction is directed by some higher plan, even the slightest thought about a random person is registered? Yeah. This computer, this thought, the plan of creation, all of this is called the Creator. So, all the people, all the encounters that I have in life, it's like there's an infinite number of encounters of different kinds, and there is me and those people, and behind them, there's this great big computer that initiates all of those encounters, even the people that hurt me, and I have to forgive them and everything. I have to look at all that through glasses that are supposed to bring me to love, and all that not for the sake of the people themselves, but for the sake of the computer. Yeah. Well, not for the sake of the computer, but in order to bring those people to loving connections, loving relations between them. So, in conclusion, what is the role of all the people in my life? To help me reach love toward them. Love another as yourself. That is the rule of the whole of reality, of our entire plan, of our entire life and existence. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.